This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Wants it released, but I'm not sure what you're saying. The media got wrong, but the media reported what the investigation was going on. Other than the people in the media on the left, not on this network, I don't know anybody who got anything wrong. We didn't say that there was conspiracy. We said that Mueller was investigating conspiracy.
That's fine. If that's your recollection of history, that's great. Face it. Come on, the media got this wrong, Jake. It's okay. People get stuff wrong all of the time, just not at this level. But it's done now. The report is there. It's extraordinarily thorough, as you know. I think they talked to 500 people, issued 2,800 subpoenas, and it completely exonerates the president. There's no collusion. There's no obstruction of justice.
Have you
it's
read
exactly
the Mueller report?
What the president said it was. Neither have you. I've read the Mueller summary, which is what everybody else has read.
That was Mulvaney of the Trump administration, essentially calling CNN out by saying, hey, fake news, man. You started this. You took it down the path. You knew exactly what this was. And just admit it. Just admit it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Lots going on. The left are finally getting ready to be held accountable. And you know why? You, the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, have said, we're not going to take it anymore. It's really that simple. I don't know how you live your life. I don't. But here's what I'll bet you. I bet you on a personal level, when somebody affronts you and you finally get fed up, there comes a point where you go, look, I'm not taking it anymore. It may be in a relationship with your significant other where you go, look, you're not listening to me. You're not paying attention. I'm not being heard. It may be with your children who are taking you for granted as a parent who just believe, you know what, mom and dad will take care of it, whatever. Trust me when I tell you. I go through this. My family members go through this. There ain't anything new, I'm telling you. I'm not calling you out specifically. I'm calling it out that this is the way it works. So the fact of the matter is we all go through this. And on a personal level, I probably come to it quicker than you do because that's just kind of the way I am. But I don't take it. There's a certain amount I'm willing to do, and then I go, that's it. The other day, I was out with one of my kiddos. He's like, you know, hey, Dad, I want to get some Skittles. Well, I don't know, not Skittles, but it was Tic Tacs. And I go, how much are they? $3.49. I said, you got to pay me back? I go, I would not buy you that. So if you want to buy that, you're going to pay me back. Okay, all right. So it's $3.50-something cents. I charge him $3.50. It's $3.49. He doesn't even factor in tax. He goes to pay me back. He gives me $2.50 and says he's got to go find a dollar. So I said, I'll wait. Anyway, he brings me the dollar, $3.50, and he's mad. He's like, where's my penny? I go, dude, let me show you the receipt. You still owe me money. There's this thing called tax, and it gets paid to Uncle Sugar. So don't tell me I owe you more money. You still owe me some. I just rounded it off to $3.50 because I don't want to deal with you. I just want to get my even, you know, relatively even money. Then he walked away all, okay, then. Yeah, I didn't look. Don't get mad at me because I advanced you the funds to buy the nonsense now that you don't want to pay for. See, that's how it works. That's how you stop the socialism in your house. That's how you stop the socialism from forming in your children's. Is you cut them off. You say, don't get mad at me because I made you a loan over something you wanted. And when it's time to pay, you know what your thoughts were? Oh, well, you have money, Dad. Well, you know what? My money is my money. The same way your money is your money. And you chose to buy that junk. Yep, junk in the trunk. Chunk, chunk. Ticka, ticka, doo, doo, doo. So that's the lesson. You got to make everything a lesson these days because these kids will take it for granted. My little boy, went to mom gives him money for like the skating rink, one of these skate parks. Gives him $20, and just for incidentals, because another kiddo's family said, hey, we'll get you in. So they get him in under some they've got a membership. So he goes, he comes back with like $6, and I'm like, look, your mom gave you money to get a Coke or whatever. How do you come back with $6? Well, I bought this and that. Now it's $8. Okay. So there's $6 missing. Well, I bought Colton this and so-and-so this. I go, hey. You didn't have money to buy people's stuff. You know? That's not your money. You're being all magnanimous with somebody else's money. What do you think this is? You think you're a Democrat? You can't do that in this house, boy. Jumped him. Jumped him. Beat him up. Black eye. Popped him right. Now I'm messing with y'all. I didn't jump him, but I jumped him verbally. I said, you owe $6 to your mom. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're paying her back. He was all, whoa. I go, hey, that wasn't your money. You don't get to do that. Just saying. You got to jump them, man. You got to let people know that that's the difference between us and them. Anyway, back to CNN. So CNN says, we didn't make any mistakes, man. We didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, you did. You promoted a lie. You know what you did. You promoted that there was Russian collusion. You were part of the problem. You weren't part of the fix it. And that's the problem with the media. Not part of fixing the problem. I talked a minute earlier in the broadcast the other day about 65 reporters colluding with the Hillary Clinton campaign. More than 65, they say. All part of the whole Russian cabal. All part of the Trump is an idiot. He's going to push the nuclear button. Now, where are they? Do you think any of these people have the guts to say to us, I'm sorry, we screwed up, it never should have happened? You think any of them have the guts to say that? Come on, people. You know better. Not only do they not have the guts, they don't even have that gene in their bodies to say, you know what, conservatives, thank you for picking an amazing president. We didn't think he was going to be good. He's not only good, he's really good. I had some guys that they call themselves Republicans. It was at a baseball game. And they're like, well, I won't say Trump is a rock star. It was a guy, he's ex-military guy. And I said, I don't care what you say. I say he's a rock star. I don't care what you think. You seem to think I care what you think. He's asking me the question. Well, you know what? I think it's all right. What do you think about Donald Trump? I think he's a rock star. Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say he's a rock star. Then don't ask me what I think, chump. Because if you ask me what I think, I'm going to tell you what I think. And let me tell you, what I think is right, not what you think. When you ask me what I think, and I give you my answer, I'm putting emphasis on the things that are involving me. Me, okay? I'm right. Don't tell me my answer of what I think is wrong. Now, you can go, well, you know, Kevin, I don't agree with you. Okay, fine. That's a different thing. But don't go, I don't, that's just not right. He didn't say he didn't agree. He said it wasn't right. Oh, boy. Hey, listen, we got a lot to talk about. I shall return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President, what sort of complications does the Russian involvement now pose?
Russia has to get out.
All right, what's your next question?
God, how boss was that? Donald Trump asked about Venezuela. Venezuela. You know, all the situation brewing in Venezuela when the Russians in there, and Donald Trump says Russia has to get out. Next question. Yeah, Putin's puppet, right? And let me tell you something. One thing about Donald Trump, the world knows it. Not just the leftists. The world knows this. Do not mess with Donald Trump. He doesn't say things because he's trying to get your attention. He ain't playing. Donald Trump will get in your grill. He's already, that's a warning to Russia. Get out. Don't start messing Venezuela. Don't think you're going to go there and fix it and do your brand of whatever because it's not going to happen in South America. It's not going to happen. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. Making sense of it all. Doing my best. Trying to do it with a little bit of pizzazz. I hope so. I hope you feel that way. Give us a call. 844-551-8255. We love your opinions. We love hearing from you. We don't always get you on, play your stuff or whatever, but I listen. I really do. Sometimes you're just telling me, Kevin, here's what I think. You don't care if it gets on. Other times you're like, shoot, man, put me on. We will. I don't have the standard studio setup, so it's not quite as easy to do it as other people. We will eventually. Presuming that I continue to do this, because we are making a big shift over to TV. We'll be making some announcements here shortly. But, yeah. Anyway, glad to be with you guys. Donald Trump, man, boss, sends a warning out to the world. Don't mess with Venezuela. By the way, I told you guys the other day, Venezuela rationing out electricity. Hey, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is this thing on? Venezuela rationing electricity. You want to know why? Because they can't afford to produce it. People probably on strike. You know, I don't know. Where's your green energy program now? Oil-rich country rationing out its electricity. There's a lot too many things to even think about with that. Hey, speaking of AOC, she had an interesting comment. She's catching a lot of heat for. I'm sure you guys have heard this by now, but you haven't heard it from me. Oh, no, you haven't heard it from me. You haven't heard it until you've heard it from me. That's not kidding. I'm kidding about that. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. It makes it easier for me to say. She's talking about FDR and amending the Constitution in order to not, you know, limit the presidents to two terms. And here's what she had to say.
When our party was boldest, the time of the New Deal, the Great Society, the Civil Rights Act, and so on, we had and carried super majorities in the House, in the Senate. We carried the presidency. They had to amend the Constitution of the United States to make sure Roosevelt did not get reelected.
Boy, oh boy. So that opened up a can of worms because it just went on to prove to everybody that Ocasio-Cortez is as dumb as it comes. Okay, so just for FYI, for people's sake that don't know, leftists listening to the program for the most part, because I'm speaking mostly to them. Everybody else knows, for the most part, that FDR was already dead almost 2 years when they amended the Constitution to say that no president should serve more than two terms. He was dead. But she says, no, that's why they did it. They did it to stop him. No, God had already stopped him. One of the most, and for the record, doesn't know a lick about FDR. If she knew FDR was a cross-carrying member of the KKK, he's the biggest racist on the planet, what would she think then? Would she change her mind? I mean, the level of ignorance is just mind-blowing. If it were a light, it would blind you. Unbelievable. These people, they elected this woman. And you would think that staffers would coach her a little bit. Is she getting better? Probably. That's what's so scary. She's actually getting better. But which isn't very good. Man, I got to tell you, I love that she's in the news, though. Because now, here's the question. How many people do you think this story resonates with? How many people got it? How many people went, wow, that was just really stupid? Or have we done, you think we're doing a good job of marketing how stupid Ocasio-Cortez is? Because I'm going to tell you, from where I sit, I don't think we are. I think we let her speak, and they take the sound bites, and even if the sound bite is stupid, it resonates in the community, and pretty soon, you know what people are going to be saying? They're going to be saying what she's saying. No pushback. There aren't enough of us going, wait a minute, what are you talking about? No pushback. That's what we have to do a better job of, pushing back. Oh, man, lots of stuff to talk about. Lots of stuff. Donald Trump's polling, the economy. You looked at the stock market. Have you guys looked at the stock market is back over 26,000. I don't know if you know that. Yeah, it crested 26,000 last week. I don't know. Did it stay? I'm not sure. But the last time I looked at the stock market, it was almost at 26,200. Now, go back a month, and it's probably picked up 1,000. Go back 2-3 months. I don't know what it is. But whatever it was, it's now poised to start making more strides again. Jumping, jumping, jumping. And I said, by the time the election rolls around, don't be surprised if the stock market has crested 27,000. It is back on the jumpy, 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 jump train. And it's moving ahead. You want to know why? Because despite what they're telling you about the economy is actually doing quite well. Go look at other economies in comparison. Go look at China. Go look at the European Union. Go look at the people who've been trading with us and taking advantage of us. Go look at their economies. I'm not wishing these people to have bad economies, but I don't want them to have good economies because they've been robbing us. And that's what they've been doing for a while. And people like Ocasio-Cortez, they love it. She wants to believe. I don't even know why she's talking about term limits, because if I had my way, I'd make Trump president until he died. Okay? That's how good he is. But I'm all for term limits of presidents. What's her beef? What's her beef? I would love for her to come out and say, well, FDR was the greatest president ever, and I wish he'd stayed in office until he died. Well, he did. You know, I'm giving you my history of FDR. It's the real history. He's a racist. He hated lots of ethnic minorities. For him, he's the quintessential white nationalist who only believes white people were good enough to run the world, etc. Even though he witnessed other cultures doing it. The Japanese, the Chinese, the Indians, and on and on. But still, the white man was king. And there, by the way, there are many Democrats who believe that. Many. So what is AOC trying to accomplish by saying, we should have let that white man be president for life, which he was, for the record. We need more white people to be president for life. Who does she think is going to be the next president? It's going to be Donald Trump again. I don't know who it's going to be after him. Probably some other white guy. Probably a conservative white or Hispanic. It could be a Ted Cruz. But it'll be a conservative again. I know you guys are like, Kevin, you're pretty cocky about it. You're pretty sure of yourself, mister. Yeah, I am. I am. I see the pendulum swinging. People, you guys test me every day. Kevin, you think it's going to happen? The answer is yes. I do. Watch it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House Judiciary Committee voted to authorize subpoenas for the complete version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged obstruction of justice by the president, all done at the dismay of Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins.
In the face of laws and rules he finds inconvenient, the chairman demands our nation's top law enforcement officer to break the rules and the regulations and the law. This is reckless, it's irresponsible, and it's disingenuous.
The funeral for a South Carolina student who was murdered by a man she thought was her Uber driver was held on Wednesday. Police say she entered the car thinking it was an Uber she requested through the app. Seth Josephson is a member of the family. He says safeguards need to be put in place on these ride-sharing services.
The rideshare community, Uber and Lyft, learn from this and take ownership. Better provide safeguards to avoid the mistakes that are easily made.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Move over, your rich, white, fat cats. If you're white of any political persuasion, the Me Too movement is out to get you. Yeah, the movement. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. So Joe Biden finds himself under fire again. We've talked about it, but I want to cover it in a little bit more depth because I think that Joe's being targeted by his own people. And I've been saying this for a bit that, you know, the Democrats think that they're immune to this stuff, but they're not. And Joe Biden's finding out that he's a casualty of the very movement that he is professing to support. You know, in other words, I'm the guy that's out there fighting for women and whatever else. Well, good luck with that, because I'm telling you, this movement doesn't care, and I'll prove it. And it even comes in statements made by, because just FYI, Joe Biden now has a second accuser. And I got to tell you, you go look at his record and the number of people who want to stand up for Crazy Joe, and you got to just ask yourself, what do the Democrats think they're going to accomplish here? This is not cool what this man does. I've talked about it before, and I'm going to continue talking about it until Joe finally decides he's out of the race. But the list of accusers of this man versus Donald Trump's fake accusers is a real growing list, and you don't have to look long and far to find victims of the former Vice President, Creepy Joe, because at every event this guy attends, he does the same thing on some woman. He can't seem to help himself. Yet, the Democrats, and I love this because here's the thing you got to understand. They are conflicted. Inside of the Democratic Party, there are people like Kirsten Gillibrand and others who say, no, we got to go after this guy. She's running for president. She doesn't want Joe Biden to be president. She sees him as a old white establishment guy, blah, 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 right? It's the war on men that's going on in the Democrat Party. But then there's a faction of people that say, wait a minute, he's one of us. So inside of their party, I don't know what the split would be, but I'll bet you it's 50-50. And somebody's saying, no, we're going to keep this going. It's not just going to be one and two, which we're going to talk about the second one now. There's going to be three and four and five until Joe finally goes, okay, I'm done. And the media barrage, right? People showing all the videos of Joe Biden. I don't know if you've seen them. They really are creepy. That's the right word for it. Here's the deal. Most men I know, and I've talked about this before, if you don't know a woman and you get introduced, at most you'll do a little, you know, you may reach in, grab her hand, and do a, like if she moves towards you, you'll do a cheek kiss at best. And I'm talking about you know, traveling to Europe and places like this where that's the greeting. So you might quick grab of the hand, cheek kiss. In America, you probably just shake hands. Or you do nothing. You just acknowledge, just a head nod. Because you're, and it's not, I will just tell you, it's not just because of the you know, the spirit of things now, the political correctness. That's the way things have been done before. In the old days, men wouldn't even, all they would do is shake their head or take their hat off. They wouldn't make any flesh contact with a woman. It was considered inappropriate. And since then, women got into the workforce, shake the hand, whatever else. So people are, okay, hey, nice to meet you, Susan, or Sally, or whatever. So you shake the hand. But nowadays, I mean, for anybody to think that what Joe Biden does, and, I mean, this guy goes in for the money shot. The waitress that, not the biker chick, that's one that is amazing to me. They say, well, she wasn't sitting on his lap. No, he moves his chair, supposedly, right up behind her and starts doing the whisper thing and smelling the hair. This guy, I mean, I'm glad he doesn't have a foot fetish. I'll put it that way. Because there's no telling what Joe would do. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, talking about crazy, creepy Joe. He's crazy Joe and he's creepy Joe. He's crazy, creepy Joe. And despite these revelations, folks, by Lucy Flores, who's the former lieutenant governor candidate who became a state senator in New Mexico, there's plenty of evidence, and this second accuser of Joe Biden is bringing it to the front, and I don't think she's going to be the last one. Her name is Amy Lapos, and here's what she says. She's 43 years old, freelance worker with nonprofit agencies. Felt extremely uncomfortable when Biden approached her at a 2009 fundraiser for Jim Himes. Himes, again, doesn't know Joe Biden. This is what I told somebody. I told him, I go, do you understand he did not know Lucy Flores? And to come up behind her, put his hands on her shoulders, nuzzle his head down into her, you know, the neck area there, and then kiss the back of her head. It's freaking creepy. So Himes had left the room when this incident took place. Now, here's what she says. She says it wasn't sexual. But he did grab me by the head. He put his hand around my neck and pulled me in to rub noses with him. When he was pulling me in, I thought he was going to kiss me on the mouth. Now, how many, I just vote of Kevin Jackson's wide and vast audience, especially in Africa, how many of you have ever met a woman just brand new and you come up to them, and you grab them by the back of the head, and you pull them in, and you rub noses with them? How many men? I can tell you this. I've never done it. I've never even thought about doing it. I'm not an Eskimo, which, by the way, is a kiss, is what I'm told, in their culture. So Joe Biden nose kisses this woman, whom he doesn't even know very well, and thinks that's okay. So if you're a guy, and you've done that, or you think that's okay, just let me know. I'm curious, because I would never do that. She says, I never filed a complaint, to be honest, because he's the vice president. I was a nobody. I want to come back to that point. She says, there's absolutely a line of decency. There's a line of respect. Crossing that line is not grandfatherly. It's not cultural. It's not affection. It's sexism or misogyny. I think it's more than that. I do. Now, she posted under a pseudonym on Facebook because somebody had said, you know, there were good comments coming back, boys will be boys and all this. Let me tell you, as Kevin Jackson, having been a boy at one point, never in my life have I seen a stranger girl and done anything close to what Biden does. And I have a theory about it that I'm going to share with you in just a bit. But anyway, she writes this, Lapos posted under a pseudonym. Says, Biden did something similar to me at a fundraiser in Greenwich when I was a congressional aide. I'm really disappointed to see this post ask thoughts as if grossness of men invading women's boundaries to sniff and touch is debatable. And shame on some of the women here excusing this as boys being boys or it's not as bad as Trump. I can speak from experience when I say it's incredibly uncomfortable situation and not at all acceptable. We need to hold our men to the same standards we hold all men. Come back to that. I want to come back to the original thing of what I said. I don't know a conservative man that would even come close to that. Not one. Let me just say this. Joe Biden and the fact that he's willing to do this publicly, I think, hints to something much more sinister and much more egregious is lurking within him. I think these incidents, quite frankly, are like trophies for Biden, because he seems to love it when the camera's around on him doing it. He seems to love it even more if a person's spouse is with him, is with her. You know, he that's when he's like in full bloom. It's like, oh, your husband's there. Let's see what he does. These are trophies. He does these events, embarrassing women and their spouses. Then I think he goes home and he gets off on it. He sees the he gets somebody to get the video clips. He's like, hey, Chuck, can you send over those clips from today's fundraisers? Yeah. Yeah, Creepy Joe. I say this because he does it almost every time that he's a so-called honored guest. Now, there was a video, I don't know the incident where it was, but it was on C-SPAN, and some amateur photographer just captures Joe. He gets out of the limo, and there's a young girl. She's a cute girl, probably mid to late 20s. Biden walks over to her. There's a guy that's with this young lady, and apparently he's going to meet the guy, and the guy's introducing the girl. Introduces the girl. Biden instantly, I'm not kidding, you got to see this video. He instantly puts his hand out, like, you know, puts his like he's going to hold something in his hand. He grabs her by the chin, but he moves her hair back and grabs her by the chin, and she ducks away like, what the heck? She keeps smiling, but she ducks away, and then Biden makes a comment, and I can only presume the comment was something like, boy, isn't she a cutie? You know, or something like that. Again, this sort of grandfatherly creepiness, this creepy uncle thing. Oh, isn't she a cutie? And he blows it off like, I'm just a touchy feely guy. I'm a lovable guy. I like people. I just want to touch the people. And the man is looking kind of like, Now, when we come back, I want to play a clip from, because there are people out there that want to protect Creepy Joe. They say, that's just his nature. It's just what Joe does. That's just Joe being Joe. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. And I've asked, I say it in a very simple way, very succinctly, what if it were Trump? What would these very same people be saying?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
I know you weren't incredibly pleased with what you saw this weekend and the attacks of Joe Biden.
Well, I think this is a very extensive and careful conversation that we need to have. Coming up, we've got a three-hour show. We can have it here. We'll play the comments that Lucy Flores made to Casey Hunt last night. Take a look at those and listen. Is it an assault? I'm not sure what she was describing, so we'll listen and try and understand where this conversation goes from here. There's a lot of things I know about Joe Biden. I've known him for a long time. He is extremely affectionate, extremely flirtatious in a completely safe way. I am sure that somebody can misconstrue something he's done, but as much as I can know what's in anyone's heart, I don't think that there's a bad intent on his part at all.
Oh, that was Michael Brzezinski of MSNBC's Bleeding Joe, or what is it? Morning Joe? Morning Bleeding Joe? Oh, my goodness. I'm referencing the Donald Trump thing with Megyn Kelly about being a bleeder or something like that. Anyway, just to trigger some leftists. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So, Brzezinski, oh, he's a flirtatious guy, he's this, he's that. If that were Donald Trump, I ask a very simple question. What if that were Donald Trump? Would she be saying the same thing? Would she be giving him a pass? Oh, that's just what, you know, that's Joe, whatever. Would you, I would ask Joe Scarborough, would you let Joe Biden be the chaperone of your wife? Would you want to let Joe Biden stay at your home if you weren't there and it was only your spouse? See, that's kind of the litmus test in many ways. And I'm not just saying on a friendship level. You know, that's one of those deals where I would say, nah, Joe Biden can't stay. Joe Biden's too creepy. Yeah. You don't know what's going to happen with Joe. So, you know, figure it out for yourselves, but don't try to pass it off as, oh, he's flirtatious. I know flirtatious guys. I've been accused of being that myself. But I'm going to tell you something. Saying something like, wow, girl, look at you looking all hot, or something like that is one thing. Going up and doing the creepy shoulder grab and kissing the back of the neck or the hair, breathing in that hair is just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know how to describe that. All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I mentioned a video, and by the way, there's dozens of them. Go out, look at the video of Joe Biden. Just watch him at any event. He tries to be Mr. He's all, hey, yeah, well, look at you. Oh, there. Yeah, you, Mr. He wants to be Mr. Everyday Guy. And I think that's just understand, he sees himself as Ordinary Joe, the everyday guy, the guy who he's instantaneously everybody's friend. And I will tell you this, the guys like him that think that they can ingratiate themselves immediately to people are the guys that I would watch out if I were a woman as being a date rapist. He's the guy that lulls you into suspicion, makes you, oh, hey, yeah, I know your folks. Aren't they the ones that work, that go to the country club? Oh, yeah, well, listen, let's go out sometime. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. He makes it sound all innocent. Next thing you know, 20 years later, you're pulling a Blasey Ford, except it's legit. Oh, man. There was this girl in the video, I was talking about it in the previous segment. She is obviously perturbed. Joe Biden doesn't even know her. You can tell they've never met. Gets introduced. He grabs her by the chin. I mean, not like in a, but just a, like, hey, look at you, cute. The way you would do a kid. You know, like, I see a young boy and he's playing ball, or, you know, his brother plays on the team with my kids or something. I see him and I'll rub his top of his head and go, hey, kiddo. You know, I'll hit the bill of his cap and say, hey, what's up, buddy? Things like that. Joe Biden sees putting hands on women like their children. It very much, you know, infantilizes these women. It shows that I'm powerful. And I'm telling you, that's what these women are mad about. They're not mad about what he did. They all of them say, no, it wasn't sexual. It was something else. And that something else was Joe Biden showing them, I got power over you, chick. Now, he'll say, I've never done anything inappropriate. I've never done. No, Joe Biden is a passive aggressive, power hungry guy. And he's saying to you, in the right circumstances, I can do whatever I want to you. That's right. Yeah, I'm going to publicly humiliate you. I'm going to publicly do this. But understand this. In the right circumstances, you're mine. Now, he wasn't the only one to get, Michael Brzezinski wasn't the only one to protect him. The View said something about it, but I promise you, I want you to listen to Joy Behar. She wants to get something in and she doesn't, and then she backtracks at the end. Listen to this clip, you'll see what I'm talking about.
In the old days, we would call Joe, some folks of a certain age would say he's a little overly familiar.
Yeah.
Okay? But most politicians, when they're, you know, doing this with you, and, you know, they are. And Joe is a hands-on kind of guy.
Yeah, he is.
But no one, I've never heard anyone, and she says she felt violated, and I have to take her at her word, but it would have been nice if she had turned to him and said, you know what, Jay, I don't really like this. Please don't do this. Or, not, Mr. Vice President, I'm not really comfortable with that. Something, because he's standing right there.
Though it's hard to say to somebody who's sitting
here. No, it's
not. Hair.
Somebody touches you inappropriately.
But it wasn't. That's the point.
Can we just say, she does not say it rises to the level of sexual assault or anything of that nature. She does not claim this is a Me Too moment. So I think we need to be very clear on that, because I think some people are interpreting it that way.
Well,
let's
also be clear. But that's the point. Mm-hmm. That's the point, is to get people to think about it like that. It does not rise to any of those things.
No, it's a long way from smelling your hair to grabbing your hoo-ha. I mean, let's tell the truth. But she felt annoyed or uncomfortable with it, and so I listen, we have to accept that. But I don't think it rises to the point what we've been listening to about Harvey Weinstein and the rest of these people. It just doesn't look like that. And, you know, we all know Joe Biden. He's been here. I remember when I met him in Florida before he was vice president, and he was so friendly. He's a close talker.
Yes.
He comes right up in your face and you're thinking, I hope my breath is good, you know. and more important, I hope his is.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he talks close. He touches
you.
That's what he's like. And I feel it would be really unfortunate if we got rid of everybody who was just an affectionate kind of person.
Okay, so I'm going to pick up there. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, KJRadio.com. I'm going to pick up there first. So if we got rid of everybody who was an affectionate person, who would we have left? Well, hey, guess what, Me Too movement? That's what they're trying to do. But the bigger issue is what Joy Behar was going to say earlier. Because what Whoopi Goldberg was saying was, she should have said something right then, right there. She should have said, like, hey, Mr. Vice President, don't do that. Said nobody who wants to have a political career. Said nobody who wants to stay in the inner circles of leftism. You don't buck the system. And that is why Joe Biden does it. That's why he gets away with it. If Joe Biden were an ordinary guy, he would be castigated to, you know, they would push him out of the party. He'd be in the essentially hanging out with Anthony Weiner. They'd be doing, you know, cocktail parties together. Pardon the pun. But anyway, that's what's really going on here. And Behar says right after Whoopi Goldberg says she should have said something, she says it's hard to say to somebody, and she's interrupted. Behar gets interrupted because what she's about to say is exactly what I keep saying. These people act like you can tell the vice president, back off, leave me alone. There's that picture with Joe Biden, and I said it earlier in the broadcast, with that biker chick and these two other biker guys. The two other biker guys are looking at Joe Biden like they would dump the crap out of him. You know why they didn't say anything? Why they let it slide while Joe Biden's, you know, whispering in either their mom or girlfriends, or I don't know what the, you know, what their issue was with the woman, but they were all together, and I think she was uncomfortable. I don't think that woman would have definitely been, you know, nuzzled up to Joe Biden the way he was nuzzling up to her. That nobody could do anything for one reason. Joe Biden has Secret Service protection, and everybody knows you got to leave the vice president alone. You know, no matter what, no matter what your political affiliation is, you got to leave him alone. Now, that being said, ask me what I would have done. I would have said, hey, Vice President Biden, you need to watch the amount of attention that you're paying to this young lady. And if it was, you know, somebody associated with me, you know, significant other, I'd say, you need to back off. You're way encroaching on space. You know, with all due respect, just step back. That's what I would have said. I don't care what the political ramifications were, because that's what a real guy does. A woman, a conservative woman, I believe, most would have said, hey, I don't know what you think you're doing here. You need to back away. And that would have been it. There's a video of Joe Biden trying to touch the hair of Jeff Sessions' granddaughter, it looks like. Sessions slaps his hand. Don't believe me, folks. Go look this stuff up for yourselves.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.